And the death toll from Thailand's worst floods in half a century climbed to above 500 people as advancing pools of polluted black water threatened Bangkok's subway system this morning, and new evacuations were ordered in the sprawling capital, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
As the death toll rose amid Thailand's worst flooding since World War II, the people of Chatuchak prepared to leave their homes as this district of the capital became the latest name on the government's evacuation list. So far, Bangkok's governor has ordered evacuations in 11 of the city's 50 districts and partial evacuations apply in 7 more. Over 500 people have lost their lives due to the floods, which have been swamping the country since July, most of those drowned. Although no deaths were reported in Bangkok, the nearby province, Ayutthaya, which has been submerged for more than 1 month, has the highest toll, with 90 reported dead. Floodwaters have begun receding in a number of provinces, but the capital and surrounding areas are still in the grip of chaos, with some transport systems being affected. The country's prime minister says a plan to be put before the cabinet on Tuesday would allocate $3.3 billion for post-flood reconstruction. But as the situation goes on, residents are becoming increasingly frustrated with officials because of their varying assessments of the flooding situation. I'm Lydia O'Kane.